All right, let's go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission. With me this morning are the following commissioners: Commissioner Brown Bland, Commissioner Claude Felter, Commissioner Duffley, Commissioner Hughes, Commissioner McKissick, and Commissioner Kimmerite. In compliance with State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to any matters coming before us this morning.
Chair Mitchell, I will be recusing myself from item number 3.
All right, the record will so reflect. Hearing no other conflicts, we'll proceed with Public Staff Item 1.
I'm Scott Saylor with the Public Staff Energy Division. Item 1 is a motion by Western Carolina University for authorization and approval to implement a mid-year supplemental purchase power adjustment. The public staff reviewed the filings and information provided by Western Carolina and recommends that the Commission approve Western Carolina's motion as filed.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Saylor. All right, we'll proceed to public staff item 2.
Good morning. I'm Evan Lawrence with the Public Staff's Energy Division. Electric item 2 is a request by Duke Energy Carolinas and Duke Energy Progress to increase the price of a block of energy for the Renewable Advantage Rider. The public staff recommends that the Commission accept the requested price increase, issue the proposed order. And I will note also that the company did include in the filing a customer notice, and the public staff is also recommending that the Commission accept the public notice.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Questions or discussion on the motion? Commissioner McKissick.
Just one question. Do you have any idea how many customers actually participating in this program at this time? I know it was indicated that at the onset of the pandemic there was a drop off and they took marketing, I guess it was an outside entity, and brought it in-house. So I was wondering, you know, has that drop off stabilized, or how many customers were there at the program's height compared to where they are today?
I don't believe I have the exact numbers in front of me, but I can speak generally. The enrollments for the first year were about where they were projected, 8,000 to 10,000 customers, I believe, and the numbers have remained fairly steady since the onset of the program. The issue comes in where the number of customers was expected to increase, not remain stagnant. It was expected to increase fairly substantially over that, and I can't remember where the enrollment is, whether it's above or below where the initial was, but it's still in the same area, well below what was expected.
Madam Chair, it looks like somebody from Duke might have.
Ms. Ventress, come on up.
Good morning, my name is Kendrick Ventress. I'm appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas and Duke Energy Progress. Appreciate the public staff addressing that question. I just have a little bit to add. The public staff is entirely correct. The numbers at the outset were in the 8,000 range for customers. However, last month for DEC, the number of customers participating in the program was 4,644. For DEP, it was 4,942. That's a total of 9,583, if my math is right. So we have seen that drop off due to the pandemic. Additionally, because our costs for marketing have begun to increase, we had not been marketing it as aggressively or robustly as we had before. We have pulled our marketing in-house. It had been done by a third party. That has helped cut costs, but it does drive the reason we came in and asked for the increase. We're hoping that those numbers will go up once we're able to start marketing again and we get further away from the pandemic. It's something we understand that our customers like. It is a revenue neutral program. It's something we give to customers, and the program itself funds itself, but due to the increase in marketing and the drop in customers, that's why we're here for you today.
Thank you. Just one quick follow-up, if I could. What are you projecting the rate of increase might be, particularly since, I guess, the cost, average cost per customer per month is going from like $12 a month up to $16?
That's an excellent point. We are hopeful that with renewed interest in renewable energy and with the effects of the pandemic waning, with an additional marketing campaign, that we will see an increase and get back up to the projected numbers. That's what we hope.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Hughes.
While you're up, do you have any information on the number of blocks or the average number of blocks for these customers? Are they trying to offset their total use and buying multiple blocks, or?
The average number at this time is 2 blocks, which would offset half the usage of a typical monthly usage customer. 4 blocks, as you note, would generally offset all of the usage, but we see a majority 2 block increment.
Thank you.
All right, any additional questions for Ms. Fentress? All right, thank you, Ms. Fentress. All right, any additional questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Lawrence. We will proceed now to public staff, item 3.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Tommy Williamson with Energy Division. Item 3 consists of an application for a CPCN accompanied by registration to become a new solar photovoltaic renewable energy facility. The public staff recommends that the Commission accept the application, issue the certificate, and approve the registration. Thank you.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second. All right. Before I call for a vote, Mr. Williamson, what does the public staff know about why the battery facility or the energy storage facility has been removed from this project?
As far as details as to why it was removed, I'm not aware of the details behind that. Just that I know this was part of there were 5 applications that were submitted roughly at the same time, and all 5 had their the batteries were removed from the application.
Okay. All 5 were similarly sized, and note this one is 80 megawatts.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any additional questions, discussion? All right. All in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? A motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Williamson. All right. We'll proceed to public staff, item 4.
Good morning. I'm Lindsay Darden, engineer with the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Presenting item number 4, docket number W-1274-10. On July 13th, 2022, Lake Junaluska Assembly filed a letter to amend its tariff for the purpose of passing along to water and sewer customers an increase in the cost of purchasing water and sewer treatment service from the town of Waynesville. The public staff recommends that the proposed order be issued approving the recommended tariff revision.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Questions, discussion?
I believe there are some questions. I guess we can take those questions up later.
Right, we will take those questions up later.
That'll be fun, thank you.
All right, any additional questions, discussion? All right, all in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Darden. All right. We'll proceed to public staff items 5 and 6. Come on up, Ms. Proffitt.
Good morning. My name is Karen Proffitt of the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Communications items 5 and 6 present interconnection agreements filed by AT&T North Carolina on June the 21st. Public staff has reviewed the filings and recommends that orders be issued approving the agreements effected on the date where they were filed. Public staff has provided proposed orders to the commission staff.
Move approval of the recommendation.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the items be approved as recommended by the public staff. Questions, discussion on that motion? All right, all in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Proffitt. All right, Commission has before us our minutes from the July 25th staff conference for approval. I'll take a motion.
Second.
Any questions, discussion? All right, all in favor indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? All right, our minutes of July 25th staff conference are approved. All right, additional business. Mr. Junis, come on up.
Madam Chair, I just want to take this opportunity to introduce our new engineer in the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division, Evan Hauser. He has some consulting engineering experience, but has worked nearly the past 3 years at DEQ in the Public Water Supply Section, focused on water quality compliance, most recently implementation and enforcement of the lead and copper rule. It should be noted that he is an NC State grad with a bachelor's degree in environmental engineering. So we are excited for the college football season and the contributions that Mr. Hauser will make to our division. I'll just give him the opportunity to say hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
All right. Well, good morning, Mr. Hauser. We're certainly glad you're here with us. No shortage of challenges. Mr. Junis has brought you on at the perfect time, so welcome. Hope you took some good vacation before you started.
I did.
Got yourself into a good place. Mr. Junis, I'll just leave on the table your comments about football season. It's just, I can't even go there. But Mr. Hauser, we are glad you're here and look forward to working with you. So thank you.
I notice this is a new string of Evans all on the public staff side.
Yeah, we just want to keep you on your toes, you know, add a little spice confusion. But they will all be integral parts of the team, so we're happy to have them.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. Any additional business for the commission this morning before we call it? All right. Hearing none, we'll be adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.